Springfield's Talk 104.1, and good day to everyone. It is Friday. Hope you're doing just fantastic so far. We are on Facebook Live. We have the standard methods available for you to listen. You can listen to us at KSGF.com. Watch us there as well. We've got a video feed along with that audio feed. And any of the show you miss, you can subscribe to Spotify, to iTunes, should you want to, and listen that way at a later date at your convenience. It's that simple.
It would be easier to list the number of media that the show is not on.
That's right.
Because I can't even think of any off the top of my head.
Me neither. Don't exist.
Yeah.
So there you have it. And of course, as always, Don Luzader with news.
Good morning. The Springfield Green County Health Director says he thinks the city's mask ordinance is working despite a new single-day record of coronavirus cases on Tuesday. No surprise there. You expected that. But he is asking more people to mask up. 95 people tested positive on Tuesday, a one-day record, followed by 82 cases on Wednesday. More than 40 of those came from the Green County Jail and nursing homes. Kansas City is extending restrictions meant to slow the spread of COVID-19 until at least mid-January. The mayor, Quentin Lucas, announcing Thursday he's extending a state of emergency that was scheduled to expire on Saturday. The order requires people to wear masks in all indoor public spaces where social distancing is not possible. Restaurants and bars will continue to be limited to 50% capacity. Masks are also required at salons and gyms where social distancing may not be possible. So again, that's going until mid-January up in Kansas City. And the Stone County Health Department says 8 people have tested positive for COVID-19 after a church revival in Crane. More than 100 people attended that nearly week-long revival at New Life Fellowship Church. There were no social distancing measures apparently in place there. 67 people have been quarantined. And that is the latest news.
Now, that was that Springfield or Green County that said that about the mask mandates working?
Clay Goddard at the news conference yesterday. Yes,
so
Springfield, Green County.
Comment on it. Wanted to make sure I had the jurisdiction correct. Thank you,
yes,
sir.
Uh-huh.
KTTS First Alert Forecast. We are looking for a mostly sunny day. Maybe some clouds this afternoon. Stray shower, thunderstorm is possible. A high around 90. Tonight, down to 70 with a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, sunny, or make that partly cloudy, with a high of 91 and sunny 85 on Sunday. The current temp is 71 and clear at the KSGF studios. Now, isn't that typical big government leftism? A spike in coronavirus cases, but the mask mandate's working. I mean, it's just perfect. A couple weeks ago, see a dip in the number of reported cases, and what did they say? The mask mandate's working. See? We attribute this to the mask mandate. A couple weeks later, a spike in the number of coronavirus cases. It's working. It's working. So no matter what happens, it's working. Cases go up, it's working. Cases go down, it's working. Cases stay the same. I'm assuming that would mean that it was working as well. Now, this is the way, incidentally, you rationalize something like that. You say, because the thinking person will go, wait a minute, so no matter what you say that it's working. How is it working if the number of cases goes up? Well, because they would have gone up a lot more. I mean, oh, okay. It's like global warming. Oh, we see an increase in temperatures. See global warming. Oh, how we see a dip in temperatures. That's global warming. Actually, let's call it climate change now. Yeah, that's what we do. No matter what happens, it's climate change. Get lots and lots and lots of rain. Climate change. Uh-oh, we've got a drought. Climate change. I remember a decade or so ago, there was a piece it was somewhere in Europe, and it was a whole piece about how people, this may have even been further back than a decade ago, but you know, people who have young children or children yet to be born are going to grow up in a world, or in Europe anyhow, without any snow because of climate change. There's going to be no snow by, you know, a certain year, and we've got to that point, and I recall that there was actually an increase around that period of time of snow. And then, you know why that happened? Well, it's climate change. No matter what happens. So in Springfield, you got Clay Goddard out there a couple weeks back, a dip in the cases. Whoopsie, our mask mandate's working. Now there's a high of spiked cases, and oopsie, the mandate is working. So, wow. That's amazing. What an incredibly rewarding position it must be when you make a decision and no matter the outcome, it worked. You get to pat yourself on the back. You get to have a press conference. I mean, it's just bonus every year. Employee of the month every month. I mean, just the accolades just never end. Boy, what a job. What a job. Now, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have announced that if they get elected president, that there will be a 3-month mandate on every human being, probably illegal aliens. This won't apply to them because laws don't, for whatever reason, in the minds of Democrats. But all the rest of us are going to be mandated by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to wear masks for 3 months. Why that amount of time, they didn't say. Maybe because that's about how high Joe can count at this point. But nonetheless, maybe that's how long that he thinks he'll make it before he has to step down or be committed, one of the two. Now, I seem to recall Donald Trump is supposed to be the dictator. Isn't that the case? I seem to recall at one point when President Trump was talking about potentially using his authority to allow businesses to open up, you had governors saying, you can't do that. You're not a dictator. You're not a king. We make those decisions. Where's Cuomo to challenge Biden's assertion that he is going to force the people of New York to wear masks? I thought that that was Cuomo's decision. Anytime a president says something that Cuomo doesn't want, that president's, or even whether it's not whether he wants it or not, but just jurisdictionally speaking, you know, Trump was a dictator for suggesting that businesses would be allowed to open if he had his say. Why isn't Biden a dictator now? Where are all these Democrats talking about we don't have a king in this country? Where are all these Democrats to talk about dictatorship? When you got Joe Biden saying, hey, I'm going to dictate every American wear a mask if I get president. Bam. I'm just going to create a law that says that. A point that I made yesterday regarding Kamala Harris's time as attorney general. The left loves dictatorships. They just want to be the dictators. They love power. They just don't want other people to have the power. If Donald Trump had made this recommendation some time ago, they would have screamed to high heaven and called him a dictator. And you would have had Rachel Maddow and Don Lemon and all these others having, you know, Cuomo on, or governors of these other states saying he can't tell our people what to do. He's not a king. He's not a dictator. Biden says it, though. Oh, he's so smart. He's so wise. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Here is the first traffic report of the morning. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. Expect to see his face a lot on the morning news talk shows because he's got a book coming out called Disloyal, a Memoir, the true story of the former personal attorney to President Donald Trump. And some of the excerpts are hilarious. Evidently, according to Cohen, Trump is a crazed psychopath that wants him dead, will try and stay in power indefinitely to avoid being arrested. He's always at strip clubs. One strip club, evidently, he participated in a golden shower at a strip. The way that this book sounds, it's amazing that there's no footage of any of this in this day and age. I mean, where people are filming everything, that there's no footage, none, no pictures, none at all. Trump going to all these strip clubs, and, you know, getting up on stage, doing whatever. He relays a story about he was, I guess, because Trump is known to knock people off, right? They're all, I mean, it's not like he's the Clintons, for Pete's sake. There's not a listing of people who are close associates who have died under mysterious circumstances. But according to Cohen, he'll just kill people left and right. Boom, boom, boom. He relays a story about how he was fleeing, trying to avoid being murdered by Trump. And he's in his car going down to driving to Florida. And he's kind of hunkered down wearing a baseball cap because he just knows at any moment an assassin's going to get him, that Trump has sent an assassin. Oh, well, sure. I want to mention to you the some of the latest, to me it's just amazing, these poll numbers, how in line they are with the election of 2016, which is great news for Trump. And you look at me and think, what are you talking about? I said, all these polls and you know, Biden's winning. Listen, we know that polling is not accurate, and there's a number of reasons for it. I mean, media outlets and a bias that exists and, you know, how that impacts the people that they ask. Even if the polling is done in a legitimate way, trying to get legitimate responses, Trump supporters, and it's even prior to Trump supporters, but conservatives oftentimes do not acknowledge that they're conservative. This is a trend that has happened for some time, but it really became evident during the Trump-Clinton election. So you can't look at the numbers and assume that they're true, but what you can do is look at them relative to the outcome and make those comparisons. So in other words, all right, we know that you can't believe that 2016, the polls showed Hillary was winning. It was a no-brainer. It was done and over with. She didn't. So what did the poll numbers look like that still had a result of Trump winning with the wide electoral margin that he did? So, and that's what is the most, at this point, accurate way to approach these numbers. Now, of course, the media is not doing that at all. But it was the week before last. There were, you know, big numbers up there. And, Biden is 11 points. And so I went and I pulled three or four polls from the beginning of August 2016 election. And the poll numbers were exactly the same. Hillary was up by, you know, 8 to 11 or whatever. I mean, it was remarkably the same. Well, last week, or it may have been earlier this week, what is regarded as an accurate polling outlet, or at least it's cited quite often, is this 538. And 538 showed, Biden has a 71% chance of winning in November. Conversely, Trump, only a 29% chance of re-election, according to 538. Well, do you know what the 538 forecast was in 2016? Hillary Clinton, 71% chance, and Joe Biden, 29%. Hillary, and then Trump at 29%. We're the exact same. Now, again, the media, there's a detachment situation here, and they don't want to acknowledge it. But the real story is, of course, the comparison that Trump is exactly where he was at this point against Hillary Clinton. Is where he is against Biden, you know, that same place. So if things hold consistent, right now Trump is on the way to re-election. But that, they don't report any of that. The Washington Times opinion editor, Charlie Hurt, remarked on Wednesday, quote, regarding these poll numbers, it's uncanny how closely the polling for the 2020 presidential election resembles the polling from 4 years ago. He was responding to the analysis from the 538.com site that gave Biden 71 and Trump 29. Quote, if these numbers give you a sense of deja vu, according to 538 editor-in-chief Nate Silver, it may be because they're very similar to our final forecast of 2016. This is the final forecast of 2016. That was election day. They had Hillary Clinton 71% chance of winning. Hunt, again, Washington Times, said opinion writer, when you look at a lot of these polls, it wound up turning out to be wrong in 2016. But if you look at those of 4 years ago, comparing them to what we're seeing today, it is remarkable. It's uncanny how similar the polls are. So many of the models are similar. Well, and let me tell you why. Because people who supported Trump 4 years ago support him today. They got what they voted for. As much as the left would love to convince individuals that Trump has lost all this support, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. Now, I mean, you're going to find one or two, and I know the DNC, they're wanting to find somebody who claims that they voted for Trump and they changed their mind. I mean, you are going to find that, but in a meaningful way. How many people do you know who voted for Trump that's like, there's no way I'm voting for him again? I've not met anyone, and I meet a lot of people, and again, that doesn't mean that they're not out there, but I'm telling you, there is not an erosion of support. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. According to an interview that Attorney General Barr did with, I believe it was Hannity, there is going to be a revelation today regarding the Durham investigation into the conspiracy to try and out Donald Trump from the White House. Now, it's my understanding, I mean, I don't have any great insight on this, but just from the information out there, it's not going to be some earth-shattering news. It's not going to be, and we're going to arrest Comey and, you know, all these folks. It's nothing like that, but it is going to be an update of sorts that, according to Barr, will let Americans have an idea of the direction that things are headed. And so that is supposed to come at some point today. I don't know how substantial it will be, but that is something that is anticipated to occur. Also anticipated, KSGF Great Escape with Guntech and Nixa. Beautiful Acomal, Mexico. Have you ever gone out to the beach in the morning? I know, maybe you do. Maybe you're one of these people who have never been to the beach. Or you've been to the beach, but it's like not that beautiful, crystal clear water where you can walk out and have clownfish swimming around you, that sort of stuff. See dolphins. They come up, they talk to you, and you find out they actually speak English and you're like freaked out and everything. And then you wake up on the beach and realize you've had too much to drink, that sort of thing. Have you ever done that? Well, it doesn't have to be that extreme, of course. You're not going to find a better group of people to travel with than us. And the nice thing about it is it's a fantastic deal. Everything is planned for you in terms of the airline and the resort, but you can do whatever you want. You don't have to hang out with people if you don't want to, but if you want to, you can. It's all totally and completely up to you, and it is a blast. And the cost covers everything. It's a weird, if you've not been on one of these great escapes before, it takes you a couple days to get accustomed to it, to realize you don't need your wallet or your purse to go out to get drinks, to go to the club, to go have dinner. You just leave it all in the room because you don't need it. There is an adjustment period. You know, you hear about sea legs when you do get back, because it has happened before where folks, they get back and they go to a restaurant and then they walk out and forget to pay because you just, after a week of that, you get accustomed to it. It is such a blast. Oh, you want to clean out your mini bar? Go ahead. It's covered. Butler service for the rooms, they'll stock her back up. All of it's covered. Airfare, taxes, tipping, and guaranteed fun. All the details, plus your ability to sign up at ksgf.com. Don Luzader with traffic. Cattle Baron's Ball going digital this year. It's a 12th annual, brought to you by Prime Inc. You can get all the details for the August 29th event, raising money for the American Cancer Society, by going to ksgf.com. We are going to chat with Chris Stark of the Honor Flight of the Ozarks here in just a couple of moments. And Don Luzader also has an update for us on the news. But there is a story. Everyone does this. So this isn't a criticism of a specific news outlet. But Springfield News Leader, person with COVID-19 attends NXA graduation plus parties in NXA Ozark. Can we get to the point where we're not reporting every single one of these instances? This is a whole news story about some person who went to a graduation. Can we just assume? I mean, this is where I am. And I'd like for the media to get there too. That virtually any place you go with a grouping of individuals, there's a good chance someone there has COVID or has had COVID, maybe didn't even know it. I think if we begin with that assumption, we don't need to write full-blown stories about every single... I mean, it's almost become a gossip column type of deal. Oh, did you hear so-and-so? Oh, did you hear so-and-so? Did you hear this person? Did you hear this person? We know. We get it. And I know the arguments, oh, well, we've got to let the people know that they may have been exposed. I mean, even Greene County, Springfield Greene County has stopped doing that. Did you notice? For a period of time, they'd be like, oh, somebody has it, and they went to all these places. And now they're just like, oh, masks are working, and the proof of that is we have a huge spike in cases. We're not even going to bother telling you where those people went. Just, you know, go about your lives. It's just become so exhausting and tiresome. Somebody got a case over here and they went to places and saw people. What? You mean somebody with COVID went somewhere where there were people? Maybe it's necessary. Of course, these things really, I mean, what is necessary, what isn't necessary, it's all in the eye of the beholder. But I don't even, do you even read any of these stories any longer? I mean, the in-depth? I'm sure some people do. I know for me, I'm like, scroll past. Don Luzader is here, and he has our latest news update.
Well, good morning. Kansas City is extending restrictions meant to slow the spread of COVID-19 until at least the middle of January. The mayor announcing Thursday he's extending a state of emergency that was scheduled to expire this weekend. The order requires people to wear masks in all indoor public spaces where social distancing is not possible. Restaurants and bars will continue to be limited to 50% capacity in the Kansas City area. And the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys opposes the recent move by Governor Parson to give the Attorney General the power to prosecute homicides in St. Louis. The association says local voters should get to choose who prosecutes crimes in their cities. The governor says the proposal will help curb the surge in violent crime. Critics say the proposal was a rebuke against Democratic St. Louis prosecutor Kim Gardner. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert Forecast. Oh, that's right. I've got to look it up in an untraditional way. We were saying earlier, we're like, of all the buildings that get burned to the ground, the rioters, sometimes you're like, why can't mine, you know, anyone's, when you have issues or troubles. Our network is down or something, so we can't print things off. Usually, Nancy Simpson, God bless her, over on KTTS, before I even come in the studio. I don't know why she even does this. One day I'll ask her, like, why do you do this? She prints up a nice little weather for me. Isn't that nice of her? She takes the time. She goes, she types it up, prints it off, and then it's just here. Like I said, I have no idea why that started. I don't know who started it. She may have been told here's something to do for you to do. I mean, she's busy enough. But nonetheless, it's usually, well, nobody can print anything. Or you can't get to our G drive. You can't get to our F drive. You can't get to all these different drives. You can't access things. Nobody can. We're all sort of locked down. So, yeah, I'm like, oh, it's time to do the weather now. Oh, that's right. I don't have a piece of paper. I like having that piece of paper. Today, a high of 90, 70 for low tonight, 91, partly cloudy tomorrow, and Sunday, 86 and sunny. Current temp here is 71 and clear. Chris Stark on our flight to the Ozarks. How do you do, sir?
Good morning, KSGF.
And yes, good morning, sir. So what's up? What's going on?
Well, despite the perpetual pandemic panic, we are still going forward with our flight plans for next year. If you'll go to honorflightoftheozarks.org, we have posted the dates, times, and places for all of our flights next year. We have three flights scheduled, booked, and reservations made. We're raising money all the time. And why I'm calling today, because we have two major events coming up, despite all of the lockdowns and shutdowns and everything else. The first event will occur on September 26, 2020, at Ozark Shooters Sports Complex. It's our third annual Sporting Clays Shootout. Not for everyone, but all you shotgun shooters out there and trap, skeet, Sporting Clays shooters, it's a fun time, trophies, T-shirts, lunch, all included. The registration fee is $125 a person and $500 a team. They tell me that, you know, if there's four or five guys, I don't know how many people's on a team, probably four. If there's individuals around that don't have a team, they'll combine them together and make a team. That's a good time for everyone, and 100% of the proceeds go to Honor Flight of the Ozarks. That's the Sporting Clays Shootout at Ozark Shooters Sports Complex. You can call them at 417-443-3093 for tickets, or you can call the Honor Flight office at 417-268-9052 or email us at mail@honorflightoftheozarks.org. Once again, our phone number is 417-268-9052. Email, mail, honorflightoftheozarks.org. And we're located at the Commerce Terrace building right across the street from Taco Bell and Mr. Car Wash on Sunshine. That's September 26, 2020. The closeout date for signing up is September the 19th. The second thing we got is a custom-painted, custom-made Harley-Davidson, which we are going to raffle off on November the 11th at the 11th hour of the 11th month of the 11th day, Veterans Day, for 100% of the proceeds going to Honor Flight of the Ozarks. This is sponsored by American Structural, Inc., along with B29 Restaurant and Vineyard Restaurants in Ozark, Missouri, Vietti Marketing, Harvest Bank, and a couple of others, Curry's Inc. The Harley-Davidson is beautiful. You can see pictures on the Facebook page that's been set up called, if you go to facebook.com, / Serenity Honors, with a capital S on the word Serenity, all one word, no spaces, SERENITYHONORS. And you can get a full look at this beautiful bike. It's unbelievable. And 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Honor Flight of the Ozarks once again. We have three flights. We got to raise $400,000 to cover them, and we're on our way. We've got about one flight almost paid for, and we're trying to get, before the first of the year, get all the other flights ready to go. We've already started our list, and pretty much the first flight is full, but we've changed our Facebook pages and our regular internet site to reflect that we no longer have a long waiting list. So if you sign up, if you're a World War II veteran, Korea, or Vietnam veteran, regardless of where you served, we're taking all of those folks right now. Also, any terminally ill vet from any service at any time goes to the head of the list. And so that's where we stand right now.
All right, very good. Well, that's exciting, especially the Harley. I mean, both of them, but I think I'll be buying some of those myself.
Well, that Harley is gorgeous. The paint job on that is just unbelievable. The pictures don't really adequately reflect that. It's got an American flag theme on it, mm-hmm. but it looks three-dimensional. Cool. And if you look at the pictures on the Serenity Honors Facebook page, it's just fantastic.
Well,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No,
are you done?
Oh, I'm done.
All right. No, hey, listen, appreciate it. And we'll get all the links to that info up in our places as well. So if our listeners forgot, they're driving, whatever it may be, they can easily access it through KSGF.com or our Facebook page. Chris Stark, on our flight to the Ozarks. It's good to talk to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for getting me on.
Absolutely. Anytime. Have a great weekend. We've got a traffic update with Don Luzader now. I'm Nick Reed. Springfield's Talk 104.1. Don Carricker joins us. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
What's up, man?
How are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm doing just fine.
The end of the week, Friday.
Yes, it is. Certainly is.
Well, I'm doing about as good as anybody can after they've been mugged.
You got mugged?
I got mugged the other night.
Did you really? Wait.
Yeah, by the head of the FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Administration, that was created by Obama in 2008. That dropped a bomb on all of us nationwide. They more than doubled their fees for refinances for Fannie and Freddie.
See, this is why I have you on. People don't know this stuff.
No, it's all hush hush. Nobody said a word about it except for, you know, in the industry. But yeah, the mugging amounts to about extra costs for borrowers of about $1,500 in costs on a $300,000 loan.
Always figuring out how to get money out of people.
Well, let me give you some backstory on that. A lot of people don't know this, but Fannie and Freddie are being robbed by the Treasury right now because they're in conservatorship of the federal government after the mortgage crash of 2008. So ever since then, just like GM. GM, remember, everybody remembers GM got taken over by the government, by Obama.
People called it government motors.
Right, exactly. Government Motors. Well, Fannie and Freddie were at the same point taken over, and they're still taken over. They've never relinquished the power because guess what they found out? They found out that Fannie and Freddie together make more money than Apple, more money than Amazon, more money than all sorts of companies when you put them together. And so they're robbing the Treasury. The Treasury's robbing Fannie and Freddie. And Mark Calabria, who runs the FHFA, decided night before last, it wasn't enough money. They needed more. So they doubled the fees. The fees went from 0.48 to 0.98. So that means that every loan that we do for a refinance, I have to charge more for my clients to recoup that. Starting September 1st, rates jumped immediately yesterday, 0.25% up yesterday. Yeah, they're still great. The rates are still great, and that's why they're doing it, is they know the rates are
right.
still great.
Yeah, it's like trying to increase.
Still refinance.
Yeah, it's like trying to increase gas taxes when the prices are real low. You think, you know,
absolutely. Yeah. No one will notice. It's still, you know, prices are still good, yada, yada, yada. But people don't understand that, you know, that we're getting robbed. We're getting robbed by the federal government, and we're paying for it. Anybody that's doing a refinance, and to make it worse, they did this in a knee-jerk reaction. They're making it effective September 1st. Anything that closes after September 1st or on September 1st or later has this fee appointed to it. Well, we've got nationwide in the industry, there are millions of loans, and I'm talking millions of loans that were already in the pipeline, all ready right. to close, that are going to close after September 1st, and there's no way to recoup that money. We can't charge it to the client because the right. Dodd-Frank banking law says we had to disclose our fees. Well, these are what our fees were. Well, now our fees are different. But who gets to eat it? The companies. And they're eventually, don't laugh. I know there's people out there going, oh, yeah, they're making money hand over fist. They can afford. Anybody that knows business knows that you're going to pay for it in the long
right.
run.
Yeah, that's where businesses
it's
get their money.
It's going to get charged.
That's where the exactly. money comes from to pay the government or to pay utilities yeah. or to pay salaries. All that it comes from the consumer. Consumer's
so
the source.
They basically raise taxes on yeah. finances, and they're gonna do the same thing. They'll do the same thing on purchases eventually. If they're doing it on, if they see they get by with it with refinances, they're going to do it on purchases too. And Mark Calabria is a guy actually that was appointed by President Trump. So if I were you, and, you know, you want to be involved. Everybody in listening is typically the kind of people that get involved. They don't sit on the sidelines like the, you know, the masses that listens to sports radio and right. just music radio and all that stuff. They get involved. So, hey, call the hotline. Call yeah. the hotline to the White House and call Roy Blunt, call Billy Long. And get them off their butts and tell them to march their little happy butts over to Mark Calabria's office and say, what the hell are you doing? You're ruining our economy. You're destroying what is good right now. People are taking advantage of this stuff hand over fist. They're going in the droves, getting houses bought, getting houses refinanced, getting rates down in the twos. Now, that's over. Well, so much for that. That's not going to be as they're going to go. You know, they've already gone up yesterday. They're going to go up. They're going to recoup that money. And, you know, they keep taking everything that's going on that's decent or good and destroying it. And the reason we know that they're wanting to take over in November. And I don't know. It's
so
frustrating.
Yeah. So do you have anything fun to tell us?
Yeah, I'm Debbie Downer.
I can hear it in your voice. If anyone has any what? Questions about whether Don Carriker actually cares, you can hear it in your voice.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get gut punched and you kind of feel like, well, crap,
yeah,
I immediately yesterday in the morning, I called Billy's office and I gave them an earful. I called Roy's office, gave them an earful. I put it out on the internet. I'm going to put the link. I'll put a link up on my Facebook. Okay. I don't do Facebook, if you notice. Please don't. If you're wanting to contact me, I don't use Facebook as a telephone.
Okay.
I hate Facebook. If I didn't have to be on it, I wouldn't be on it. But I have to be. But so don't ask me questions on Facebook and expect an answer in it, you know, in 10 minutes because
right.
I'm not living on Facebook like a lot of people do. Call me, text me, whatever. And I'll answer any questions I can for you. But it's just important to know that the low rates that you're seeing and hearing in the news as of even yesterday, because the news is behind, you know, those are gone. Not gone completely. I mean, it's 0.25% higher. It's not
right.
terrible.
It's still,
different.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Nobody knows about it. It's just information that people don't know about. So I'm just giving you information and okay. letting you do with it whatever you want. The good news is that, you know, the market for buying, selling houses, if I was out there trying to sell a house or thinking about selling a house, I would do it now.
Okay.
Because let me give you another little bit of information. All the foreclosures for the people that are on deferments on their mortgages,
mm-hmm.
okay, those ended. And if they don't extend them, which they may, but if they don't extend them, these people are, there's no way they're going to get caught back up. I predict a flood of mortgage foreclosures okay. sometime around November.
So
November, December.
Yeah. So in other words, if you're thinking about selling your house, you want to do it before that happens.
Yep, exactly. Because if you got foreclosures, your house next door is foreclosed on, and it's selling for 10% off, your house isn't going to get its full top dollar. So do it now. It makes sense to just get it done, pull the trigger, be ready, sit back and wait for the fun to begin come December, after we won't find out who the president is.
Sure. Yeah, we'll be counting the newly found mail-in ballots by the Democratic National Committee. Don Carriker,
amen.
And of course, all the contact info, not Facebook, but the contact info at iwantagreathomeloan.com.
Because you do. When you can.
Thank you, sir. Don Carriker, everyone. Have
all
a good
right.
weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Traffic update with Don Luzader now. I'm Nick Reed. This is Springfield's Talk, 104.1. I know a lot of you folks, business owners, or at least you're in charge of businesses, and curb appeal is very important. You want it to look nice. You want it to look inviting. But you know how hard it can be to upkeep on that stuff. And maybe you're not actually an expert on what to do with certain plants and shrubs and so forth. Elite Outdoor Innovations, they can take this for you. I know I talk a lot about the joys of creating your own personal outdoor oasis, and they can do that. But also, if you own, whether it's a business or maybe a number of different businesses, franchises, whatever it may be, you ought to contact them and find out what they can do for you, because not only can they create and craft that beautiful, inviting curb appeal, but keep it maintained for you year round, so you don't have to worry about it looking good on day one, but 6 months from now, looking shabby and like it's not having attention paid. Elite Outdoor Innovations, give them a holler. Their contact info is at eliteoutdoorinnovations.com. You know, you got to have that stuff done. Why not have people do it that do it extremely well? That's eliteoutdoorinnovations.com. And Lock and Smith in the next hour, news in 60 seconds. I'm Nick Reed.